but I took a shower and washed all of my essentials, which I wasn't sure about, but kind of enjoyed. I then turned my attention to more important aspects of my personal hygiene. Like taking care of my body with this Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Its 7,000 RPM motor leaves every shave fresh and me feeling clean. And its light makes sure that I can reach those unmentionable areas that I just mentioned.
Should have used the Manscaped Crop Preserver or Reviver. For all your most sensitive areas, go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Crowder20.
Ahoy, everybody, and welcome to Louder with Crowder with Dave. What up, son? I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Also joining me in the studio, Gerald A., how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Gibby, how are you? Tokenowin, as we would call you on the show.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy to you, my friend. How about you, Casey Jones?
Oh, good morning.
Hey, Tim the Tool Man.
Good morning, Dave.
And one of my good friends and special guest, Quarter Black Garrett. How are you?
What's up? It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, right?
Hanging in with you. You weren't here last time I was here, and now you are.
I'm back.
I love seeing you, man.
I love seeing you, my friend. I'm glad you're
thinner
here.
Every day.
You're looking good.
Bro.
Family good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got son's a drummer.
You got, oh, really?
Coming away? Yeah.
Seriously? Yeah.
You guys need a room?
Bottom of drum. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We do.
Could you, please? Sir.
My son plays guitar.
You both.
Hey, we could have a band.
Yeah. What's your son play?
Nothing yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
He's tough.
Oh, I guess maybe we need a garage for our awesome kids. So here's what.
It's okay, you'll get there.
Of course, this kid
he'll get
won.
A scholarship, though, so don't worry.
Yeah, that's true.
I win in the end.
Oh, well, if it's Notre Dame, we'll still be cooler.
Ouch.
You lose!
Today, we'll be talking about sexual icon Jeffrey Dahmer and his new Netflix show. Alec Baldwin's Rust resume. Resume. His resume is shooting a bitch.
A person.
A person. I didn't mean. Sorry, that came out wrong. I listened to a lot of hip hop.
Yes, yeah. He's influencing you.
Yeah, he's a bitch. Yes. Resumes. Biden is a minority. What? U.S. intel reveals Ukraine carried out assassination of a Russian politician's daughter.
Politician's daughter.
Is that true?
It could be true.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll see.
Nick Riccata's first interview after being banned from YouTube and potentially disbarred. Is that right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
They're trying.
He may be late and gay, as the kids say on the internet. I didn't say that. That's the internet said that.
Oh.
So, who knows?
Okay, well, we're going to find out. And, of course, it is Thursday, so we are going to have Super Chat. So, thank you guys for tuning in. And question of the day, did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary? And if so, what'd you think?
I'd like to add a little portion to the end. Did it make you hungry as well?
Yes. Did it turn you on?
It's a different kind of bros movie.
I'll be honest. I watched it on mute and made the remote sticky. All right.
Ew.
What?
You made it your own, Dave.
Yeah.
You made it your own.
Yeah.
When you cook, you're supposed to wash your hands.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, cooking.
Yes, not at home.
Yes.
Just the worst, the easiest thing I could find. It was terrible.
Yes, I got hot as an oven.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome
Does
to the show.
Does Netflix have a fetish with Jeffrey Dahmer? I feel like it's the eighth thing about Jeffrey Dahmer that they've come out with. What is up with this?
Yeah, there's actually a movie where he's a kid. It's like My Friend Dahmer.
What's up with this? What is the fascination? Like, I get it. Like, one documentary, one movie maybe.
It's like the we origin don't need that story. Many. Like Jeffrey Dahmer joined the MCU. Like,
I want to see. I want to see
everything. It's him, the Night Stalker. It's like, yeah.
I want to see the movie. I sold Jeffrey Dahmer a giant tub of acid, and no one questioned me, and I got away with it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's my barrel of acid in the corner.
What can I get you? Just need a giant tub of acid. Coming right up.
You look like an upstanding citizen.
What do you need it for? I work in a chocolate factory. Makes sense. Sorry, here we go. Also, Steven is not here today, obviously, but you can see him this Saturday. He will be at Bricktown in Oklahoma City, 6 and 8:45. For tickets, you can go to louderwithcrowder.com. My friend owns that club. It's a great, great club. Go check it out. And for yours truly, you can see me October 14th and 15th in Liberty Heights, Ohio. That's near Cincinnati.
Boom.
At the Funny Bone. That is Liberty Heights, Ohio at the Funny Bone, October 14th and 15th. And just announced November 26th, 2022, Carnegie Music Hall in Munhall, Pennsylvania.
Isn't that Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah, it's it's right after Thanksgiving. I think it's either Black Friday or Brown Saturday, one of those days.
It's just one of those things.
Which other one? No.
Yellow Sunday is my favorite.
I do like Yellow Sunday.
Yeah, relaxing.
It's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's
kung fu.
It's a pisser. So, do you ever shop on Black Friday?
Hell no.
No?
I used to when I was a kid. I was like, oh, this sounds fun. And then I went there. All it is waking up really early, standing in the cold, and like everybody buying the TV before you.
Yeah, I waited at ABC Warehouse in the cold for 5 hours for a television in 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky I'm short because I'm not fast. But when it opened, no one cared about the line. Everybody just ran in from the parking lot.
It was mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went in and I slid under everybody like Jingle All the Way because I'm small and I managed to get the last TV. And then when I got the deal on it, I told everybody and they're like, yeah, I paid like $30, like more than that.
Yeah, like, it's not even that much of a discount. You do all this work.
Yeah, I'm like, I had insomnia like and got the flu.
And it broke in 2 weeks.
It wasn't even a good TV. Yeah.
Not worth it.
It really did. It was like a DLP or whatever those were called, where like all the light bulbs start going out. And it just...
Okay.
You have like a blotch on the screen you just can't see anymore.
It's the worst.
Black Friday, I got it on Black Friday.
Well, you got to just take a camera and go to Walmart. It'll be worth it.
Oh, that's true.
Trust me, if you're lining up early at Walmart, you've made some poor life decisions.
Oh, if you're just there,
just in weeds general. Going everywhere.
Yeah, just people racing motorized carts, using reaching sticks to grab a television.
Oh, well, actually,
mine. That's mine over there. I got my hand on it.
To
that's
take
a reaching
out
stick.
The competition. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true. Your weight just depends on how fast the cart can go. Like, why is that going so fast? Oh, that fat bitch put nitrous on it.
Yeah, well, need some people run over.
Pardon my language. All right. I know many of you
are
godly people. All right. The animal kingdom is home to many amazing metamorphoses. Caterpillars to butterflies, tadpoles into frogs, and whatever this is.
Friday, October 2nd.
Wednesday, December 9th.
It's January 25th, 2021, 2 days before my breast augmentation.
It's Wednesday, the day right before my surgery.
April 20th, 2022.
Today is Monday, August 22nd.
Oh my God.
Speaking of Black Friday, you're no longer invited to Thanksgiving.
Whoever you are.
Whatever. Yeah. Wherever you are.
What?
Why ever you are.
You know what? I gotta say, being born with this body, if you're a guy that looks like that, don't waste it.
I mean, yeah.
Not the rest of us can't be as, you know, douchey as you look.
I mean, yeah.
Tall, you know.
But he's tall and muscular.
Athletic.
Yeah.
He looks like an action movie character.
Seems like there are some other issues.
What is
at
it?
At play.
No.
Well, then again, I guess he probably was using other...
stimulants, maybe.
Maybe in the beginning, and then possibly. He... decided to become a woman, which is fine.
Always a woman.
Nothing
which
nothing
we want everybody to know in YouTube land. There's nothing wrong. There's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just
Go ahead, say
no,
it.
Yeah, what are you? There's no
you're
way
a bigot?
To.
No, I'm not for, a bigoted Mug Club.
Thing. Yeah, we'll definitely have to save it for Mug Club. That's very
that was
interesting.
Beautiful and brave.
It's very, very interesting. Kept the sleeve tattoos as well.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get rid of those.
Why would you get rid of those?
No.
That's a lot of extra work there.
Because yeah, you don't want
already
to
spending a lot
went,
of medical
went for the Barbie look
money on
and then those. Kept the.
Is that how you feel Barbies look?
No, I feel like the giant breasts and trying to look like this fake woman is
trailer park Barbie.
Real woman. What world do you live
no,
in?
No. Barbies are fake women, is what I'm saying.
Oh, like right.
The dolls, right? There's this weird.
Obviously, woman. The man turning into a woman is a real woman.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Authentic.
And can get pregnant.
Can get yeah. pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scientifically proven.
It's science.
All right. Before we get.
It's so awkward, dude.
I know. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. That is a caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
Sounds
moving
nice.
On.
Good luck. Good luck to her, though. I hope she enjoys the gym.
Who?
Not that she goes to the one that bangs her. All right. So, there's
a why.
Where does she go to the Y? Because I don't think anybody's going to be dining at it. All right. The Jeffrey Dahmer. Let's talk about that. You guys have heard of him?
Yeah. Good stuff. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you.
That video to Jeffrey Dahmer. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Go right into the Jeffrey Dahmer. I call him the Jeffrey Dahmer. I bet a lot of the other ones have changed their name.
The Dahmer family filed immediately. Like, okay, yeah. We're not connected, but let's change this.
Yeah, anybody with the name Dahmer, pretty much since 1992, is like, let's not name him Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer. Off the table.
Yeah, just off the table. Dahmer.
And we consider changing our last name.
Yeah. Should we do that? Maybe you know because of the you know
you can
the homosexual that ate his friends.
yeah. He ate people.
He did.
He ate people.
So terrible.
I used to do a joke on stage whenever I was in Wisconsin about that, where it's like, yeah, I don't. Like, that's the difference you could tell, like between like women and men are always more serial killers, you know?
Yeah,
like they just differences with the women, they just don't. I don't know. Eat people.
You know, they don't not take that extra step.
Yeah. No, it's so yeah. They might kill a guy, but they typically don't eat the person.
Do you have condiments?
The guys kind of do that.
Maybe yeah. Some cinnamon.
They take it to another level.
And he wasn't in a plane wreck either. He just
No.
He just did. Yeah,
there
was
no justification there.
Nope.
I don't even think one of them were a pilot.
Jeez, so terrible.
I mean, I've never tasted human. Maybe it's
that'd be
delicious.
A great excuse to be like, sweet. Look, guys, I thought I was in the Andes. I
was tripping. My bad.
Yeah. My mistake.
You're in Wisconsin. How
I was fighting for my life.
In the Andes?
It gets very snowy here.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
So the Dahmer monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, has taken Netflix by storm. If you haven't seen it, here's a short clip.
What are you gonna do? I told you. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna watch a movie. We're gonna take some pictures. And then I'll pay you.
I don't think that's what they're gonna do.
What episode of Louder with Crowder did he put on?
Yeah, what do you think they're watching?
That's weird. Yeah, in the movie, he goes, it's the Exorcist 3. I watch it every day.
Oh,
that's Lord. The moment you go, I'm going to leave. But of course, he does have a knife on him.
You shouldn't walk into the house to begin with. Not sure what that setup was. What is it, prostitution or?
Well, no, it's $50 to take some pictures.
Oh, $50 to take pictures, huh?
Take pictures.
Ah, that's nice.
Shouldn't that be like a little bit of a warning? A guy wants to pay you $50 to take pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, inflation, you know. It's.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not saying
that's
not
like, what, $200?
Today, that's $50,000.
Next year, that's going to be a lot more.
Yeah, that's,
we keep
maybe
it up.
Taking some pictures, guys. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing back then too. The cops go into like these rooms, and it's like, you know, you have this tub, this just big barrel of acid.
Just a vat.
Just a vat of acid, and then just blood all over a bed. And he's like, "Yeah, it's just gay stuff." And they're like, "Yeah, it is. We're gonna go."
Like,
yeah,
I'm not asking any more questions.
This
here.
Is fine.
We see your barrel of acid. Totally fine.
Yeah, no more questions.
I have one too, right? Don't we all?
The guy has to look at 20 Polaroids of murder until he goes, "These are real." It's like, yeah, they're Polaroids.
This isn't Photoshopped. We didn't have MS Paint.
But all the blood was like, the cops are like, "That's normal. That's just obviously.
See it all the time.
Yeah.
Clearly just from sex.
Having a good time, aren't we?
Regular. Don't want to judge.
Yeah.
None of our business.
Hey, ask, don't ask, don't tell. That's your thing.
Yeah. Hey, there's a power drill covered in blood. Yeah, they're gay.
And they like to do home improvement projects.
Together.
Come on.
With blood.
Obvious.
Come on.
They're making soap in the other room.
Come on.
All that lie.
Yeah, right? It's not like he's making sex zombies where he can rub acid on the brain and make their arms move.
What?
He did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. It's real.
It's real?
Yeah, he found out through roadkill. That his dad taught him that, like, if you rub acid on the brain of a dead animal, its arms will still twitch.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's how he figured he could make sex
zombies. Put your hands in the air. No, he didn't.
Yeah. Bill Nye did an episode on it. It was like 95.
Bill Nye.
Wow.
Bill Nye, the sexual science guy.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Bill Nye After Dark.
This is a crossover with Tales of the Crypt.
Yeah, exactly. Love it.
Just fun experiments you can do at home.
Look what you can do at home, kids.
What you're going to need is a dead opossum.
Just take a couple drips. Starts twitching around. Look at that.
Rub some paper towel
it's
on.
Biology.
Take your pants off.
Oh.
All right. So there is controversy, though, because the Netflix show, I don't know if you guys know this, it was initially tagged LGBTQ.
Oh, that's a bad look. Why would you do that?
I love that because I hate that exists in the first place. So I love that they put this in it.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was tagged LGBTQ personally because Jeffrey Dahmer was
the G.
He was the G in LGBTQ.
Yeah, these are facts.
Yeah.
Yes. It is an LGBTQ plus C for cannibal, so I understand the offense. But it prompted a not so positive reaction from the gay community.
Where the did Netflix tag the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary LGBTQ? Like, I know it's technically true, but this is not this is not the representation we're looking for.
You don't get to pick your representatives. I'm sorry.
No, it's... I mean, go ahead, comments. Let us know what you think. Do you think that it's inappropriate that they labeled it LGBTQ, or do you think that it makes sense because there is a lot of that in the show?
Yeah.
There's a lot of G.
Lots of G.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about the G anymore.
No, really, the Gs are really just S's now. Straights.
Well, yes.
Oh.
Basically.
I thought you were saying sassy.
Well, they are.
Both.
Too.
Yeah.
Both.
Double meaning, yeah.
It's endearing.
Yeah, they're both. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was gay friendly, but there was gayness in it. Yeah.
Definitely.
A little bit. You take the good with the bad. Sometimes
that's the facts of life.
Really bad with bros. Sorry, that's going to be labeled LGBTQ.
I would be way, as a gay person, I would be way happier with Dahmer being labeled LGBTQ than bros.
Yeah, we've got psychos too.
Bros,
straight people don't have a corner on psychotic people, right? Yeah. So we've got people who may go out and commit mass murder. Okay. As well.
Just demographics, eating people, killing people.
Yeah, like, let's say Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. He was straight. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Any Matthew McConaughey saying. Romantic comedy, don't like it.
Nope.
At least people are watching Dahmer.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
Yeah. Shows you the interest people have. Well,
they kiss each other?
Nah.
Yeah. They kill each other?
Nah. Yep. All right.
I'll watch that.
I'll add that to the watch list.
Yeah, they're in a parade. That's cool. Does anybody get murdered and eaten during the parade?
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'll pass.
No good. So naturally, Netflix caved, though, and took it down.
Come on, have some principles.
Right, and they shouldn't cave. They've been pretty good at not caving.
Yeah.
That's what I've liked about them, because eventually they're going to be a dead service, and they might as well just stick to their guns.
Stick with what you got.
You know, the question is that no one is asking, though, is what would Jeff think of this? And he actually gave a statement on the Netflix series and sent it exclusively to Louder with Crowder.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Dahmer, and a lot of you haven't heard from me since 1994, where a group of prisoners sodomized me with a broomstick and murdered me. Well, I'm here to tell you that was bad. But I gotta be honest, it's pretty nice up here in heaven. Just kidding. I'm in hell. I understand that there is a new show out about me, and the LGBT community is offended. Hey, guys, at least you have a community. I didn't have that. I was always ashamed of my sexuality. In fact, I was so ashamed to tell my parents I was gay that I had to take a mannequin from a department store and make it my boyfriend. So just be happy. Nowadays, if you have a trans or a gay kid, it's like having a rescue dog. Now, there's black people, I guess, who are offended by the show because they were treated unfairly on set. And I don't stand for that. Most of the people I ate were black, and that's because they had more flavor and soul. And I lived in a neighborhood that was mainly the community. I don't stand for racism. So this is Jeffrey Dahmer saying, Black Lives Matter.
We'd just like to thank Jeff for sending that in.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. What is his hell, having to have sex with women?
I don't think he's actually allowed to even have those thoughts. I understand there's an all-you-can-eat human buffet, he's not allowed near it.
Every hell scene we've seen is like right people outside the eating window. Each other and stuff like that in movies, and he's like, yeah, this is fine. Wow, this is not such a bad place. A little hot.
Yeah, his hell is just... In here. Yes, his hell is heterosexual porn in a clean apartment.
Yeah. He's just like...
And having to eat Wendy's.
Yeah. Where are my VHSs?
Yeah, he's like... I don't like this at all. It doesn't smell like meat went bad.
Where's the human?
Yeah, he gets impossible
the
burgers
human in here.
he gets vegan burgers.
Yeah.
No,
it's impossible burger. No.
Every day, it's a pretty girl delivering DoorDash vegan. He's like, come on, what I did wasn't that bad. He also has to face everyone he killed.
Just ate a few people. Come on.
Yeah, he's like, come on, what?
Guys, y'all want to watch a movie again?
Hey. They're like, man, you ate me, and I'm only here because of homosexual stuff.
That's not right, man.
That ain't even fair. Those aren't on the same level, man.
Come on.
It's like way different things.
And you didn't even pay me.
Yeah.
Come on.
You still owe me $50. That's what it is. A lot of people.
He's like, come on.
Jeffrey Dahmer creditors.
Yeah.
Lining up.
It's all at his door. I want those pictures, man. hit the like button, please. It helps with our algorithm, as you guys know that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We do need to talk about this about Netflix, though. They do mislabel a lot of shows. And, you know, Dahmer isn't the only show on Netflix, obviously, that's caused controversy about their labels. So let's go ahead and get to 7+1 Netflix shows that were improperly labeled.
You forgot the one in the chamber.
There's always one in the chamber.
Every time.
Always forget it.
Every
time.
Always forget it.
Number 7, Hidden Figures. Fantasy.
Mm. It's a delayed
late
shot
on that.
Yeah. It's all right. I like the pause. Number 6, QB.
Who shot Malcolm X? Because you watched Madea Family Funeral.
That's why it ends up in your suggested feed. I get it now.
I get those, the algorithms.
It works.
It makes sense.
Number 5, Hannah Gatsby, Nanette, comedy. Number 4, Gerald.
Stranger Things, for fans of the Assistant Secretary of Health. Nothing to see here.
Number three, QB.
Surviving R. Kelly. Water sports.
Number two, Pieces of a Woman for fans of Alec Baldwin. Oh.
Netflix, too soon.
I know, right?
Too soon, Netflix. Come on, man.
I'm going to give this to Gerald on purpose. Number one.
Thank you. Virgin River, because you watched There Will Be Blood.
And of course, plus one, Last Action Hero for Gerald. And those have been... He likes that movie. So, are you a fan?
I like Last
we'll
Action Hero.
Later.
I know, but we... Even if you do, we pretend we don't.
It's
just
trash.
Just to taunt him. Yeah. Okay, so those have been 7+1 mislabeled Netflix shows.
You forgot Fifan in the chamber!
Don't forget, it's a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m., and you can join us on Rumble, anywhere where you can find podcasts. And, of course, please subscribe to Mug Club. It helps pay for this show.
Yeah.
That's what gets us our paychecks.
Oh, look at that sign.
Look at that. Did you know how much that cost?
It's a lot.
It's a
I made
penny.
That sign.
More
did
than
you really?
Gerald knows.
Oh, you did make that sign.
Weeks into that.
And we never changed it.
Ever. No.
It's the same sign.
Because it's so good.
Well, we can't afford to change these things.
We wanted to make an NFT out of it. We were just a little late.
Yeah.
If I use toilet paper, I get screamed at.
Mm. Really?
Mm. They don't want me to use stuff around here.
That's true. Dude wipes.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Mm.
Toilet paper.
Not flushable.
I know it says on there that it says wipes are not flushable. Change my mind.
And the package says.
And I don't have time to debate it, but we'll see if I change his mind.
I just pile them up in the corner.
Yeah, just throw them at the opposite wall.
Yeah.
Stick.
Yeah. They do stick well.
What do you want me to do with them, man? Sorry.
Can't flush them.
We might leave them in the trash. I'm a toddler. Because what comes out of me, not toddler-esque.
No, it wasn't a good meme to kind of make the point that they're not flushable.
I know.
Change my mind. I will change my mind.
Yeah, it's like, I guess if you want me to.
Okay, I guess I'll flush them.
That's the only debate I can give you is if I try to flush them.
Yeah. Ask the plumber.
Yeah.
I do like that we have a hole, though, in the wall and Brian Stelter's looking through it.
Yeah, that's really funny.
A little secret we have around the office that I just shared.
Easter eggs.
Well, the movie Rust is shooting again. I guess that's a poor choice of words with Alec Baldwin.
Phrasing.
Speaking of fans of Alec Baldwin. It'll be, I guess they're going to really, really check for blanks this time.
Really?
Yeah. And do the best to not point the guns directly at female.
Well,
who knows? It's probably a thing now.
For guns now, so
yes.
On set, so that's good.
It'll be
CGI them in.
Yeah. It'll be banana guns.
Work.
It's going to be totally total squirt gun movie.
Yeah, because I would sign up to work on that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be R. Kelly water sport guns.
Oh.
squirt. Ew. Oh.
Yeah, what?
It's pee-pee.
Stuff.
Pee-pee? R. Kelly? No, I haven't heard about this.
Look at that big, juicy booty.
What?
But they are going to start shooting again in January.
Oh, good.
So I guess they're going to let Alex celebrate Christmas before they make him take no responsibility for murdering someone. Yeah. All right.
Again.
But I'll tell you what I'm going to take responsibility for.
What's that?
My messy balls. It is us. It's the end of smooth... It's the
get end. That product out. Look at that.
Right.
Look at that product.
That's what they're paying for.
Man.
It's the end of smooth sack summer, and now it's turned into fresh balls fall.
Ooh.
So to start this new season, get the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You can use discount code Crowder20 for 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So when your girl wants to see, or guy, I'm not judging, wants to see your balls nice and smooth, use this. It's even got a light on it for those hard-to-reach tainted areas. And, it's a lawnmower. But don't cut your grass with it. Just your man grass.
It's funny. The ad could really be, ladies, men, if you need to shave your balls.
Yes. That's true.
These times.
Yeah,
everybody needs to shave their balls.
Yeah. For all the men and women out there with balls and the guy from the beginning of the show.
Yes. Anybody and everybody with balls.
The guy who probably has night vision goggles in his basement for when he hunts people he brought home from the gym.
No, not
let me
that
get
guy.
This
somebody
couch
else.
In my van.
We're not saying that guy. We're saying other guys like the potential guys.
You know? Yeah, other guys.
By the way, have I shown you my barrel of acid?
Give me back my dog, Manscape.
I shaved the dog's balls.
But they want non-chafing experiences as well. God damn.
Sorry.
I shaved my poodle's balls. Give it back. It's smooth. Manscape. For you or your dog's balls. Go to the gym.
So Biden, I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah.
He's a minority of all kinds.
He is, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. You might think he's just white.
Mm-hmm.
Looks white.
He looks white.
Yeah.
And I mean, white on white with the hair, too.
Yeah, and like Delaware, Dracula. Almost. You know, like, that's pretty white.
Like Leslie Nielsen playing Dracula.
Yeah.
In Dead and Loving It.
Yeah.
Like super white.
Not Blackula.
No.
Straight up Dracula. Yeah. But yesterday, the good people over at Town Hall put out a hilarious compilation of Joe Biden claiming community status in a number of minority groups.
I got raised in the black church. He knows I'm not kidding. I got my education for real in the black church.
For real.
And that's not hyperbole. It's a fact.
Lady in the back.
I probably
like, no.
Went to shul more than many of you did. You all think I'm kidding. He can tell you I'm not. I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. I just have one thing to say. Hang on.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, that's what.
Vote
that's
for
actually an alarm every time his cleaning lady is being assaulted by Hunter.
Just plays it.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming after my.
And she starts dancing every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
You can't
listen to the beat.
It does work.
Stop. Yeah.
Get you moving.
Yeah, now Town Hall plays us off for laughs, but we did some digging, and it turns out that Joe isn't joking.
Hmm.
So, guys, go ahead and comment. Also, if you think that this is absolutely ridiculous, or if you don't, let us know your thoughts. Let us know your feelings if you think Joe is actually, you know, he's got a little bit of flavor to him, right?
Yeah.
He does.
I mean, how many people he pointed out and said he knows I'm not joking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like at least three people.
Clearly, he's not joking.
That's enough people.
So, yeah, I mean, in the Town Hall, yeah, he's not kidding around.
No.
But we did, like I said, we did some digging. And here's some photo and video evidence of Joe's diverse background. First of all, here's him with the Hispanic community.
Oh. Look at
that, straight up.
Look, he's getting more.
We had to dig for that one.
And Vato. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You don't.
He used to have a mustache.
He did.
Did he
a
really?
Little, just a little pinstrap.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
It was white.
He had to shave it.
It was very weird.
Also, suspenders a lot with a wife beater. Was his style.
He'd do the button-up shirts, but just the top button.
Just the top.
Yeah.
Just the top.
And sometimes just the sunglasses and the...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nah, he's pretty bad back then.
Yeah, he was.
And then he became a teacher, if you remember.
He did.
Cleaned he had up a comb that over.
Cleaned up that school.
And he'd be like, I must reach these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, here is Joe... Living black culture.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday.
I see. I detect nothing wrong there.
No. I mean, he's much more ripped than we thought.
Yeah.
Just ripped.
No. As somebody who is black, I mean, you.
Yeah, yeah. I relate.
It's authentic, right?
And it's 100% authentic. Pushing those weights, Don.
Yeah, he's a pimp.
I'm not sure where the birthday thing comes in with being in the weight room and all that stuff, but hey, whatever.
Well, it's Shorty's birthday. It's his girl.
You wouldn't know, Gerald.
I wouldn't. That's why I said I don't know.
Shorty is his girl. Shorty's a girl.
Right, but he's...
And it's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Out on her birthday, then he's not with her on her
he's
birthday.
He's getting that sexy for her birthday.
I don't think that's how that works.
Getting
you can't
pumped.
Get sexy on her birthday for her birthday. You have to
Joe
get
Biden is getting pumped for that 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to... I'm going to sniff
Shorty.
You like it's my birthday.
I love how I'm trying to pick apart a hip-hop video. Yeah. That's
like 20 years ago.
Yeah, especially with 50 Cent.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to make total sense.
He's actually just in rehab trying because he got shot 38 times.
Gerald's like, I've had questions for 20 years, and
about
my time
this.
To
doesn't
ask questions
make
about it.
Sense to me.
Yeah, you're just trying to get your arm muscles to work again. From
why is he upside down?
Three slugs.
Yeah.
Here's and here is, of course, Joe hosting a podcast.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he's got a beard now.
Mm. He might. Yeah,
growing it out.
Very Jewish. I hear he's great at the plugs, though.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, sneaks them in.
Butt plugs.
King of the plugs.
Oh wow.
Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about this. I'd like to invite Lane the Brain in for this conversation.
Oh, I love Lane.
Lane's a good dude. Well, I don't know if you've heard about this. It is the U.S. intel says Ukraine carried out a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, come on, sit in the chair. I think he's a little surprised by this. But
I know he is. You know, he's coming in.
We've had some back and forth on
some
Ukraine
back and forth
over the years.
Yeah. I told him he must wear his Shockers hat.
Well, yeah.
And he did.
And a shirt two sizes too small. Mission
but he's
accomplished.
Got the
just
body
right,
for
or both. Just right.
Yeah.
You guys.
I think it's Gerald, two things doesn't know. Hip-hop and fashion.
Yes.
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 These are two things.
Actually,
guys, I'm gay. He knows some hip-hop.
Before the show, Gary.
I'll give you fashion. Nothing.
This. I pulled. I was like, I know this. Like, there's. I'm getting around. Like, it's in a hip-hop song. I was like, it's Tupac. That's right.
That is true.
Nailed it.
You and Kamala.
Me and Kamala. Yep. I smoked with Kamala.
Where's your hot
Tupac.
Sauce, man? Okay. Where you keep the hot sauce?
True. And I always carry hot sauce.
Pull it up.
Of
there
course.
You go. That's
right. Liar!
Yeah, when she used to smoke blunts.
Yeah.
I was in the 1970s smoking blunts, listening to Tribe Called Quest.
Hmm.
That
happened.
Yes. She's a liar.
Well, yes. We know that.
Yeah, so she likes her sex. All right. So let's talk about this. I don't know a lot about it. I'm not going to pretend that I do. I think everybody knows that. So that's why I've brought in two people who actually understand politics.
All right.
I pretend.
But you have an opinion. You have a good opinion.
I have an opinion. Yeah, I get it. But this is a new story to
geopolitics
me.
Geopolitics
so.
Is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, so if you want, I can set it up and then give us.
Yeah, why don't you take the wheel, okay. Jesus?
All right. So U.S. intelligence has concluded that Ukraine was responsible, right? And they did this, I think it was the New York Times, Wall Street Journal article, where they said that they were responsible for the August assassination of Daria Dugina. And if you're not super familiar with who that is, Lane, I know you know who that is. That was a really big deal because that was somebody who was assassinated on her way home from a festival that her father had been speaking at with a car bomb.
Yes.
Right. And I believe they said that she was driving her father's car and there maybe was an attempt on the father's life. Now, the father is a super pro Russia, pro Putin, pro attack and war in Ukraine guy, right? You're going to have to lean into the microphone just a little bit. You're like,
yes,
being cool.
This is my cool guy stance.
Yeah. Are you
the
trying
B-boy.
To, is this your
flex? No, we're good.
Yeah.
Is he flexing like this? You know, just.
I don't know what to.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
All right. No, we're good there. But yeah, so her father is, I guess, like an imperial advocate. He's like when they invade.
Like Russian Empire.
Yes. Not like, Soviet Union.
Not,
like
not Star Wars.
I mean, I don't know what his opinion is on, you know, Return of the Jedi or anything, but he is definitely, his whole thing after Russia invaded Ukraine, or invaded Crimea in 2014 was, okay, this is the first step in recreating the greater Russian Empire, you know, Catherine the Great style, way before USSR, so he has grand ambitions, very far right. I guess he's in cahoots with Steve Bannon, they're not like friends, but they run in the kind of the same circle
a
little
bit.
Are you
sure about that?
A little bit. Yes.
All right. So this guy, Alexander Dugin. I can't even.
Dugin. No A, because he's a man.
Yeah, that's true. Alexandar. he is basically known as Putin's brain, right? So he's kind of. Who would be the equivalent in the United States? It certainly isn't Kamala Harris as Biden's brain. He doesn't have one, of course. We'd have to go down the list a little ways to be able to find one. But it basically. Right-hand man, to some degree, of Putin is who this person is. So this is a ballsy attempt. No matter who goes after this person, killing the daughter. Oh, I wouldn't do that on air, Dave.
What?
I'm sorry, Gerald. You were talking and the gun pointed at my mouth.
Yeah, it did it by itself, right? So this is a really ballsy thing. But so shortly after the incident, Russia said that Ukrainian special forces were responsible for
it.
So, of course, Russia would say something like that. And so nobody really believes them. They're like, yeah, of course you would say that it's the Ukrainians that did it. And maybe they did. Maybe it was the United States. But most likely it was somebody in Russia who didn't like the war, right? Is that... does that basically sum up where we were until this article came out?
Yeah, so I guess that was the thought when it first happened, is Russia's like, oh, Ukraine did it. Well, you know, of course they're going to say that. It's hard to trust their state media apparatus.
Of course.
Just like people don't want to trust the U.S. media, the mainstream media, but have given a lot of credence to what the Russian media says, which is weird.
Right.
There was a lot of distrust there, obviously. So the thought in, I guess, U.S. circles, the more mainstream circles, was... anti-war person that doesn't like this.
We hoped.
That was the thought. Yeah.
Right.
But that would show dissent against the regime within Russia.
Right. So here's the problem with all of this. And the reason that we're covering this story, is it sexy that we're talking about an assassination that happened a while back? No. But here's the issue. If it is true that the Ukrainian government knew, not saying Zelensky knew, there's no evidence that he knew or sanctioned the hit, but if they knew, this is kind of part of the problem that we've had with Ukraine from the beginning, right? So Ukraine comes out as the underdog. Somebody needs to defend them. The world comes to their aid. We give them money. And part of giving them money was saying, do not escalate with Russia, right? We're giving you money to defend yourselves. You guys are being attacked. Now you're defending. And then they go, oh, well, we've got the backing of the rest of the world. We've got all the arms. We've got all the support. We've got everybody on our side. Now we can do something stupid like this because we've got our friend over here who will take care of it if it escalates because of this. That's what pisses me off about this story, because if they did that, they are basically betting with our money.
Yeah. It's essentially like having a big brother that's going to protect you, and you know he's going to protect you from bullies, which is great. But now because you have that confidence, you go out and start picking fights with other people. Well, that's not what the brother signed up for. That's not his responsibility to stop you from being stupid. This would be a stupid decision on the Ukrainians' part. It sounds really patriotic and great and everything, but when it comes down to the real politic of the situation, doing this isn't going to gain them any friends.
Right.
And it would be detrimental to their overall war effort if it's true.
Yeah.
And the U.S. intelligence seems pretty sure that the Ukrainians did it.
Yeah, and basically, this is kind of like, you know, your girlfriend picking a fight with a really ripped athlete. And you're like, oh, geez.
Like the guy from the first video.
Yeah, well, he could beginning play either role, I guess. He could play both roles in that case, essentially.
Yeah.
Right.
So on the transition.
Yeah.
You know, just to be clear, the United States had not shared information with Ukraine that would help them target Russian officials. And we had that from the Wall Street Journal as well. And assassinating a political figure in Russia is certainly an escalation. And we said, look, if we're going to give you these $40 billion in military aid since the invasion, you guys have to play by our rules. And it doesn't seem that they have. Right. So I know that the Ukraine-Russia story just seems like it's this never-ending story. The big issues right now, though, are, okay, we're supporting somebody who's obviously corrupt and a leader who plays penis piano, which we talked about and saw the video yesterday, right?
Which is why I'm for the help.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a positive.
I thought that was kind of cool, man.
That's a skill.
I don't think that's kind of cool. I think that's so freaking hacky.
Imagine
so
what he can do other places.
Yeah,
no, but it was real.
You play the piano with your penis?
No, but
I can't even play with my fingers.
I can act like I'm playing the piano with my penis, though. I mean, can't we all? Two penises.
I tried it last night on a harp.
But I think,
and I was in the hospital.
It's already... Ukraine is already having trouble with the U.S. public, a lot of them not wanting to help at all.
Of course.
And I know I follow Garrett's Twitter sometimes, often. Every time we sign a new bill, Garrett says, stop giving my money to Ukraine.
He does, every time.
Every time.
But that's the sentiment from a lot of people.
Right.
We don't want you to escalate this war, because now what we're talking about is Russia's annexed these portions. They officially signed those documents, I believe, today or yesterday, making those part of Russia. So any attack in that area is an attack on Russian soil. So now it kind of changes the calculus, because Russia has said that they will view any attack on their soil as an attack on the homeland, obviously, and they will respond with whatever overwhelming force that they can muster, maybe nukes, maybe full mobilization, whatever it may be, right? So this is just escalation. That's what we're seeing right now. And we don't need Ukraine trying to pick a fight any more than they already have. Like, just defend your country. That's fine. Don't go assassinating people in Russian leadership.
Right. And I think this goes back to... The people in this sphere of media, I guess like more right-wing media, a lot of them tend to be very anti-Zelensky, anti-Ukraine, which I...
Oh, hold on. Can we just cut to CNN? Not the guy in the parade who's wearing a mask who killed those people, but the watermelon rainbow lady?
Yeah.
Are those bananas?
Yeah, that's a banana jacket, and she has a rainbow earrings to cover a murder trial.
She definitely bought all of that at a boutique in middle America.
Oh, I think absolutely.
That is owned and operated by a Facebook.
Yes. Just wanted to point that out real quick. We do have to cut to CNN anytime there's someone ridiculous on, which is almost every minute. Yep. I'm sorry to cut you off. Please go on.
No. We're wrapping up.
Anyway. Yeah, the only thing I wanted to end on is there's this, I guess, predisposition for the right to disagree with things the left are supporting. The left supports Ukraine, and they come out and like, okay, I hate Zelensky, I hate the Ukrainians, they're Nazis, whatever. I don't think a lot of that's true, but when Zelensky starts trying to push the envelope, when Ukrainians are assassinating Russians in Russia, you're going to lose more and more international support, and that's not good for anybody. That's not good for Europe, and it just seems like Zelensky and the Ukrainians have a good hand, but they're trying to push it further than they should.
Right. Absolutely. So,
and now this woman, though, Daria Dugina, got hit with a.
That's a fair point.
She got a car bomb that she was like she was Ace Rothstein.
She was in a Toyota,
except not being able to get out before it blew up.
Yeah. So that's how she was assassinated, was via a car bomb leaving a festival.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll see where this goes. Yeah. I am not for any escalation in this.
Same.
Because it's just going to lead to a really bad place, because Putin is backed into a corner, and a very dangerous person backed into a corner with nuclear weapons. I don't know that he's going to use them. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you don't even want to have the fear of somebody using these, because it changes everything for the world if he does. Right? It puts us in a position where we either allow strongmen in these countries to use nukes and go, oh, finger wag, right? Oh, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you. Oh, sanction. We're going to take care of you. Or
there's no fingers after
back.
The nukes go.
Yeah,
that's the thing. No, I'm saying those are your options. I don't see.
Well,
the
there's
world
more of them.
Up.
Oh yeah.
Do you think it's India and Pakistan are gonna? They're nuclear power. Do you think China is gonna do anything? Do you think Japan's gonna do anything to Russia for this? Do you think anybody in the European Union is gonna do anything? Because they're right next door. You want to be next? It's the United States having to step up and do this. That's my thing. That's why I think it's either finger wagging, which is basically what we've been doing this whole time, just sending support to Ukraine. Fine. But not actually taking actions that would stop this from happening, because he's got more. He can just shoot more of them if he wants. So I just don't see a very good outcome for this, and I don't see a good precedent being set.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of passion behind this for the Ukraine online, like towards the show. So
right,
I'm wondering why, you know, what is that about? And feel free to comment why you feel this way. You know, we do want to know your opinions, and don't think that I've seen a lot of people like honestly angry to the point of like, I'm canceling because of this. Don't do that because of a difference in opinion. Why do you feel maybe differently about it? Feel free to write your opinion.
And your congressman.
And your congressman,
especially.
I thought
that's where you were going. I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a while. Write
your Please write your congressman. I'm sure they're going to read it.
Yeah, they'll do something.
Yes. Yeah. Feel free to call your congressman and touch yourself on the phone. Just
they
like
may
they do.
Something in that case.
Yeah, they will. They'll be like,
you got my interest.
Hey,
well, I hear you've called in and I'm interested.
Yes.
What are you selling?
How you doing?
If it's Maisie, speaking my language. I don't think there's a lot of.
A lot of what?
Touching yourself going on there.
What? With congressmen?
Why are you whispering? You realize that
I don't want to talk about. I mean, I didn't know how where the line was when we're talking about sitting congressmen and masturbation.
That's up to you.
We didn't point anybody out.
As far as the line goes,
if I whisper
I don't,
and feign like that, I have concern. People might take me more seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. There's I don't know about a line.
There's one.
There's never a line.
It's like
kind of invisible for me.
Big misty.
I think the congressman, I guess the line is the stall at the airport that they're tapping your foot under.
My foot?
No, not your foot.
No, the theoretical foot.
The theoretical foot.
The foot.
I'm not saying that you go to airports and are like, sure hope there's a congressman.
Only the international.
No, I do. Yeah. I go to Minneapolis.
Nice. Well, I think we're still, are we still waiting on our guest? We'll see. Do you have an update on that for us at some point? We'll see how long that's going to take to get him on here. But
they're saying that with this, whoever was trying to kill her was likely trying to kill her dad. Is that accurate?
Yes.
We have an overlay here.
Yeah.
In the New Yorker.
We did that.
Yeah.
We're all the way through all of that. Yeah, we already covered.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't even listening.
Wait.
So you're saying when you put a gun in your mouth, you weren't paying attention to us?
No. That was at you.
That was the situation.
Don't say us like I had anything wrong with Lane.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Why does he get a pass?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at him. Lane's awesome.
We get along.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's the Shockers hat.
Go Shockers.
Yeah. I don't see you in a Shockers hat.
Go Dane Cookers.
I don't know.
Oh, that's, no.
Yeah, get out of here.
See?
Well, that
hurt. He just gets a shovel, keeps digging.
Yes, I do, my friend. It's the only thing you can do.
Okay, so we went through all this business,
yes,
right?
All that.
We went through all the $40 billion.
Yeah.
Did we cover that? Did we send them $40 billion?
So far.
That's what I thought. I thought it was more than that.
I think we've committed to more than that, but we've actually sent.
Okay, I'll ask you this. They say that there's this money's already paid for and bought. Whatever that means.
What the hell?
And I'm wondering what that means too. Like, it's in a warehouse. Does that mean we can't just take the money?
It's like a Joker pile of money.
Yeah. And these
they're just burning. Yeah. Just like, oh, right, it's going to the Ukraine.
No.
It's already paid for.
Bank account is doing a-okay.
Yeah, like, why can't that help? I don't know, Florida.
Yeah,
that should probably be able to build a wall, right?
You'd assume,
right? Maybe feed some hungry people.
Yeah, like all the homeless people that are in every single city in America now.
Now, look, I get it. So, Garrett, your opinion on this is what? Overall, Ukraine.
Don't like it.
Okay, well. It's not the best color man in the business for nothing.
not a fan.
I said color, not.
You said color to her.
I did not say
that's
the D.
ED at the end. Wow.
That's a major league quote. All right.
Not a fan. I don't like it. You know, it's like meddling in other people's business. I know that there's like there's a larger game afoot, you know, with like Russia and whatnot, but it's like, the more it seems that America like meddles in other people's affairs, the more they mess it up.
Right.
Well,
it's just been proven over decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
It does not help.
Well, it worked in Vietnam.
Yeah.
It totally worked out there.
Well, we do have a guest, though. Let's talk about that.
All right.
Thanks to QB. Got him on the show today. And I want to welcome Nick Riccata. Nick, how you doing? Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me. Very much appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm Dave, and of course, you got QB in studio here.
What's up, man?
Oh, wait. He's on here?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I got to go. I got to go. My dilation schedule is late. I got to leave right now. I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow.
And we got Lane here and Gerald A. as well, who'll be asking you some questions. But yeah, the cry bullies have come for Nick, if the audience doesn't know. And he has been banned from YouTube after, I guess, his third strike. We have a lot to ask him today is what I'm trying to get at. And so we relied on a lot of your stream during the Kyle Rittenhouse and Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial coverage. But for those in our audience who don't already know your work, can you tell us about your law practice before the YouTube and since?
Sure. Yeah, my law practice was pretty, it routinely gets maligned and slandered online, but it was my own office. It was just me, solo practitioner in a small town in Minnesota. I was very, very proud to hang my own shingle and kind of get to work. I mostly represented criminal clients. And then, of course, that's in a small town, criminal law is hard to like just pay the bills by yourself unless you know all of the meth dealers.
Right.
But then it's really easy.
Yeah.
But if you only know like one or two and they dry up or, you know, you get arrested too much, you have to do something else. So what I would do is...
it's just no income that way.
Right. I would do business entity formation. I would draft contracts, review contracts, you know, go through commercial lease agreements and all of those fun things, along with a little estate planning. So anything, you know, any kind of... Really, though, it was called paycheck law. Because there's anything that paid you at all.
Is that Johnny Depp behind you?
Yeah, that's a Johnny Depp painting by a friend of mine named Eric Waugh. He's a fantastic artist.
And Michael Myers, same dude.
Yeah, this is a guy who has passed away. His name is Robert Hurst.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel
well, that's awkward.
It's okay. He's great. He mostly painted sports figures, but he had this one horror painting. You can't see it all, but it's Michael Myers, it's Jason, Freddy Krueger, Pinhead, and Leatherface.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, I completely went off. I thought that was so cool behind you, so I apologize.
No,
that's very cool.
How dare you?
I know, right? Yeah, you enjoy my stuff, you son of a bitch. So how did this band come about?
Oh, well, it all started back in July with my first of the three YouTube strikes, which was completely bogus. So if people don't
know, we've been there, yeah,
as they usually are.
Gerald knows about that.
Yes.
Giving facts.
YouTube has a policy against graphic content. And that policy states very specifically that you can't post certain content intended to shock or disgust your audience. And so I got tagged with that because I don't know if you guys remember, there was a knife fight in an Australian mall where this clip circulated a lot. These guys were kind of going back and forth. And this one guy just swipes. And the one guy, he like stands there for a minute, kind of bleeds on the ground, and then he just dies out of nowhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I have a 5-hour live stream. And about 4 hours and 20 minutes into it, I play this 40-second long video clip. And then I go on to comment about how senseless this violence is and how young men's pride get them into situations that get them killed. And it's a complete devaluation of life and it's a waste of potential. And that was deemed in violation of the rules, which I find to be incorrect because I've covered police shootings. I've covered, stabbings and stuff like that on the channel plenty of times. I've never had a problem. But that was my first strike.
Wow. And yeah, we had that where it was a girl who stabbed or a cop who shot a girl preventing stabbing another girl.
Micaiah Bryant.
Yeah. Correct. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I covered that one and didn't get a strike.
Yeah, so it's arbitrary.
Well, yeah, and what we were saying was we're like, hey, I'm glad that the cop acted to save the life of another individual. We weren't celebrating that somebody died. We were just saying, like, I'm glad the police officer was there. Otherwise, that person was getting stabbed. She was in the process of stabbing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, and I think that's what got us a strike.
It was it's crazy because you cover something like that. It's very clear, like, well, we don't want this person shot, but yay, good job, cop, because you saved someone's life. And I tend to do like legal analysis, or I'll bring on another guest and we'll talk about use of force and stuff like that. And so I covered that case. I probably showed that video 10 times. No issues, never. And I never had any issues with strikes around graphic violence doing that before. But it was like, okay. And so I've been working to this day on trying to get that strike removed. But I had until October 22nd. The next strike is where things get a little interesting for me. And that's I was critical of this weirdo on the internet called Keffels. Have you ever met a weirdo on the internet? I mean, they're rare.
I mean, I've only heard stories around the campfire, but I guess they exist. Yeah.
So there's this weird person named Keffels and a strange website called Kiwi Farms, which this is such like deep internet, but Kiwi Farms is where. Kiwi Farms is where a bunch of people with problems go and whine about like online celebrities to sum it up in a pithy way. But people go talk about e-celebrities and have gossip, but they also collect a lot of information about them. And this particular person had a history of boasting about how they would get hormone replacement therapy. This is their words.
Okay.
To kids as young as 12 years old without their parents' consent. They would either help them find it from various like third world factories that would supply it without a prescription, or sponsoring a website that allegedly had a step-by-step do-it-yourself estrogen kit.
Oh, so like a crime.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
seems to be one.
Yeah, if it's, you know, if you were guessing.
Right, so I very politely and very calmly on a live stream once suggested that was something that was abhorrent to society. And I used a euphemism to suggest that maybe people who harm children and do this without their parents' consent don't belong in polite society.
Right.
That was spun into I called for the murder or execution of this person. That was the lie that got perpetuated on Twitter.
Wow.
Something I do not and have not done at all. But that is right. And so this person, part of their thing, like I guess their content creation is to get their Twitter mob to go after people who go against their agenda. And so I got billed as like this anti-trans thing, which is interesting because in the same video clip, just 10 seconds later, I said, I don't care about trans people like at all. If you're 18, you want to do whatever to your body, go ahead. Like, it's not my business. just stay the hell away from kids, please. Like, that's that's all. I think that's a reasonable request.
But, yeah, I also don't think you should be able to order by mail any kind of surgical or hormone treatement kit.
Yeah, that's like a different aside there. That's an interesting.
I don't think you should have a chemistry set when you're like seven.
Yeah, you should have to wait till 21 to drink booze, but hormone replacement therapy, whenever.
Go ahead. Here's a syringe Amazon. And you guess.
And you can pick them up at the Scholastic Book Fair now.
Yeah,
next to the I Spy novels.
I don't trust you to make pizza rolls if I'm not home. But yeah, go for it.
Here's my Lamborghini poster and my sex replacement.
There it is, right?
Yeah, that's right there.
Look, as someone who may be returning to small town criminal law, no, I encourage chemistry kits for every 7-year old. It should be mandatory at this point, and also give them a hefty supply of Ritalin and whatever other drugs are necessary to make into better ones.
Yes, here's I encourage Sudafed and chemistry sets.
Yeah, I'm actually just working right now with the pharmaceutical companies to have my business card in with every 10-pack of Sudafed.
Yeah. Yeah.
but so this act of mine very much angered them. I received a strike and a 2-week suspension for that. They then proceeded to go after my my law license.
Yeah.
Because I said something that they didn't like. And they organized ethics complaints. I received 45 ethics complaints on the same day, so that was fun.
So this is just kind of like this is just sort of a mass group of people all doing it together. It's not really a real.
I mean, people's a stretch, Dave.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I should say is this one guy?
No, it was a whole bunch of people.
Okay.
In fact, the funny thing is when you submit an ethics complaint. But guy is very bigoted. I don't know when you submitted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's true.
Very gendered language there. You're using there, Dave.
It's true. We have
so
to be
these cis people and possibly not
cis
is bigoted.
Cis adjacent.
Well, listen, we don't want to end
at least.
We don't want to end up like him.
No. What's the word? What, successful?
No. No, I mean, you know.
No, we wouldn't want that.
We'll go to Mug Club here in a minute and be able to speak.
Yeah, let's go to, we will go to Mug Club here in a minute. I think that's a very good idea. Let's do that. What do you guys think? Go to Mug Club?
Yeah.
Stay with us for a
where minute. You could find Nick right now on Rumble. So if you are trying to look for him, Rakeda Law on Rumble, that's where he is right now. So, and that's where we're about to be.
Yeah, because we're going to go over to Mug Club, actually, because I don't know what questions I can even ask on this platform right now, because doesn't that suck? Like, we're just having an honest conversation about what's going on.
I know, and we can't even say what we want. But before we go to Mug Club, really quickly, just a reminder, Steven's at Bricktown Comedy Club, Oklahoma City, Saturday, October 8th, 6 o'clock and 8:45. Tickets go to ladderwithcrowder.com/tour for that. You're in... Liberty Heights?
Liberty Heights, Ohio, next weekend. I will be at the Funny Bone October 14th and 15th, Kansas City, Missouri, the week after that. And come out, DaveLandau.com. Check me out there. All right, join us on Mug Club. But until then, subscribe to the show. And
wait, Dave.
You're not going anywhere.
Can I interrupt you guys just a second? I had prepared a list of racial slurs to read on the show before we went to Mug Club. Is that okay?
Of course.
That's after.
We can do.
Oh, dear God.
Well, it's actually a game where we see if ours match.
Bingo.
All right. Until then, piss off, YouTube.